This is Kate Daughtry. Kate, you are the Director of Communications for Kestrel. Is that not correct these days?
Oh, that is correct. I'm the lucky girl that gets to be the professional talker of sorts for Kestrel Aircraft. Kestrel Aircraft is Alan Klempmeyer's new project, his reentry into the industry.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You guys, you know, you kind of faded out for a little while, but now you're back. You got some really cool airplanes in front of your tent, which I can see over here from the EAA radio station.
Well,
what do you got going on?
Well, first of all, let me just say we'd love for people to come by and take a look to see what we have cooking over at Kestrel this year. We are located east of the new tower and north of Honda and the helicopter people. That's probably the best description to our location. We have the Kestrel Aircraft, which was formerly Farnborough, which is a big all composite 6+2 place, hopefully, aircraft turboprop airplane.
Single engine, right?
Single engine that Alan Klempmeyer is going to bring into the market as an FAA certified product.
Yes. And the difference, though, between the Farnborough and the Kestrel is significant, though. Now.
Well, one of the things over the course of the last several years, Alan has been taking a look at exactly what product or what project he would like to continue with and bring into market. Alan is our innovator, our entrepreneur innovator for certified aircraft. And so he spent about a year and a half taking a look at where a number of projects were in the progression, where their engineering was at that point. And the all-composite aircraft, Farnborough aircraft, and Farnborough's UK company, we originated in the UK, it was very well progressed as far as engineering and progress that was actually being made, including the proof of concept aircraft that we currently have at the display as well. So he decided to embrace that program a year
That's
ago.
That's a good word.
Eight days before Oshkosh, in a really big flurry, he called me one day and said, "And by the way, have I told you what we're going to do?" So very quickly we announced that this was the new project to CAPE. So this year we're a little bit more sophisticated. We had a lot more time to plan for the show.
Yeah.
And we actually announced that we've chosen the Honeywell engine, the TPE 331-14 GR, the Garrett engine that will be going into the aircraft. We're very, very pleased with the team.
Excellent.
Of Honeywell and how they really have embraced us at the same time and really are interested and want to assure our success.
Well, but there's one other thing that you announced, which is that you've gone into the ModWorks business.
Kestrel AeroWorks is what that's going to be called. Originally, that was something Alan was taking a look at doing following Cirrus, his Cirrus days. And he's always had an interest in doing that. Alan is very clear what he believes is sellable and what is necessary to sell in the market. Alan is all about trying to bring back pilots that maybe have left the industry, and also certainly our emphasis when we were all at Cirrus was to actually grow the industry. So we're going to start with Kestrel AeroWorks, and we're going to start with the Piper Meridian.
Excellent.
And we'll be starting
avionics. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be doing avionics, but also interiors, right?
Well, ergonomically correct. You know, more easier to operate, be able to get in and out a little bit easier. Location of the cockpit. It's just not pulling out the six packs and putting in the boxes. The whole cockpit is going to be redone.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the first one looks like because this is exciting. So, how do people find out more so that they can talk about maybe getting their airplane done?
Well, we have a website, www.kestrel.aero, and we actually have an AeroWorks tab. And we're very interested in finding out people's impression, what they believe they think would like to have done. We want to be able to bring more value to the aircraft for those customers and for those owners who are flying those aircraft. And we also want to prepare them to step up, of course, into the Kestrel at some point
yes,
as well.
All right. I understand that. And if they come in and they tweak one airplane and they're happy with it, maybe we can get that sold and move you into something else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Comfort, performance, and safety.
That's some performance and safety. I like that. And he said something about 2.5 hours to Goose Bay, or what was that about?
Well, he'd always wanted to do a ferry flight. And so earlier this year, Alan did a ferry flight in a caravan.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things the pilot who was doing the ferrying said is our pilot for the Kestrel and has flown the Kestrel across the pond several times.
Uh-huh.
And his remark was, you know, they were tugging along and the pilot looked at Ellen and said, and in the Kestrel, we'll be going twice as fast.
That sounds wonderful. That's great. Kate, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And
thank you so much for inviting me to do so. And the same to you, Amy. Thanks so much. Everyone have a great show.